love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the guy still trying to reconcile with his wife, because I still so much love his wife. I did my next installment of my effort to try to get something happening by our 30th anniversary towards reconciliation, to get a second person involved in pursuing reconciliation besides me. Today it was Charlotte. And one of the things, you know, I think I said in the email, but I say frequently, because it was only a few days ago, I was talking with somebody and another grandparent, and of course we get into fist fights over who's got the cutest grandkids. Obviously, that's an exaggeration, but it's the common thing, and I basically say I win every time. But I've never met Charlotte. I have a love for her that I can't explain, but I've never met her. You know, it was a few years ago. I guess it's approaching four. The last time I saw one of my kids. That moment that I embraced Julia that I mentioned is marvelous. It changes you. You know, it's said that marriage changes a man, but having kids even more. And being without them for now almost 8 years, it changes you. And I want him back. I want my lady back, too. But one other thing, I will continue my efforts here. But one other thing, I've had several discussions. This should be no surprise. I'm sure you've had, too, about this terrible plague that's covering the world. It's absolute hogwash. It's getting people to live in fear. It's not quite applicable, but it's pretty close. Because I had seven discussions with my friend Chris, Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. No, I'm sorry. I have no fear of this. You know, 10-mile hikes are typically at least once or twice a week. And, you know, I'm doing it in just over 2 hours. That's a good indication of health. I know few that can do that. It's people. You know, I use the analogy. It's the last straw on the camel's back idea. When you get something like a flu, and this is just simply a flu, and you have other issues, it's the last straw. And you die. And that's what's happening. That's why you'll see that the vast majority of people who are dying are really old and feeble. Old smokers, typically, is what I hear in China. Old smokers have been the ones that are dying. And it's manufactured fear-mongering. And what concerns me is if my wife's been around, not as long as I have, but she's been around a while. She knows about the swine flu, the bird flu, the Zika, and all the other SARS and the various things that happened over the years. And it's been a molding, a refining process, how to get people scared. So you need the medical community, you need the state to protect you. And it's a concern that people are kind of worn out. You know, it's kind of like point one, two, point three, point four. Well, that doesn't bother me, but suddenly got to point five, and now I'm concerned. I'm sorry, I'm not concerned. And my, you know, the thing that pushed me, really pushed me over the edge of being concerned for my own family, is the report I heard in Israel, and now I've heard another country is doing something similar. Somebody else is doing it similar. South Korea, is it somewhere? Where they track you with your cell phones, and if somebody tests positive, then they look at the records of who they were around and go contact those people. And in the case of Israel, I saw a report where a bunch of, you know, the man on the street interviews. And so many people were saying, well, that sounds like a good idea. There was one person who said, that sounds fine, but they got to make sure when this is over that they stop this. No, I'm sorry. It won't happen. You know, I said I'd go take my, you know, I will probably tomorrow take a 10 to 15 mile hike. No electronics on me. None whatsoever. You know, I don't have an active cell phone account. I haven't had one in 2 years. The only times I've had active cell phones in the last several years is because I was doing something and I had used the so-called burner phone. Got an account, used it for that particular thing, and then let it expire. No. I'm sorry. They're just not a good idea. Is my family going to submit? Does my family live in fear? Will my kids submit? Oh, it's so convenient. I am so drugged up on my cell phone that I can't give it up. It's really what it is. You can read so many studies from the dopamine hits that people get from Facebook and Twitter and so forth. It's a drug. Is anyone going to protect my family?
Jim Cross won't, obviously not, because he'd rather point to the Talmud. Turn to the state. The state will protect you.
I'm sorry, that's garbage. I don't know how to love my family. And if my family is living in fear, if my family is submitted to the world, if they've submitted to the world, they're going to have trouble. I love my family. I can't recognize them anymore. But I love my family. And Dorothy Jane, my lady. Yeah, long voicemail. I love you. And I want you back.